Talking today with John Collison from Oklahoma Farm Bureau. John, as we get really going here finally in 2015, we've got a lot of things that are going to be happening in the next few weeks, both at the federal level as well as the state level. Might talk Fed stuff first of all. I know that, you know, as we think about our delegation, you've expressed some real excitement about where we can potentially go.
Yeah, 2015 is Washington, D.C. is back open for business, I'll say. With Senator Inhofe leading the chairmanship of the EPW committee, with Senator Langford up there today, with our House members up there today, we can really go back to Washington, D.C. and start working on government issues and the issues that government's supposed to work on again. I hope we can rein in the EPA under Inhofe's chairmanship, leadership in the Senate. And Senator Langford is unbelievable. We've worked with him closely in the House on some big issues. These are issues like infrastructure issues for us. You know, infrastructure is what we need in agriculture to survive, whether it be roads, whether it be water infrastructure, whether it be development. These are the kind of programs that government really is supposed to do on the federal level. Hopefully we can get rid of some of the nonsense that we've dealt with for years in the past under the Harry Reid administration. With Senator McConnell in charge now, you know, they've already passed more amendments this year than they have in the last 4 or 5 years. So Congress is back to work. We're going up there on a regular basis, meeting with them, sitting down with them, talking about Oklahoma as a whole and what the federal government can do to help the state government here move us forward. And they actually can, especially when it comes to water. This is where we have to be today.
Now, when it comes to water, you've got kind of a dream.
Yeah, you know, it's the most important thing we can do as a state today. It's critical. You know, oil and gas industry is at a low right now. Agriculture's lost $2 billion. We've lost $2 billion. You know, the federal government yesterday came in and gave Oklahoma almost a $1 billion in payments for this drought. Great. But let's look into the future. What can we do to develop our natural resources, our water, like we have our oil and gas, our wind? What can we do to develop our excess water in the state of Oklahoma, bring that water all for all of us, and develop it? And if we can, that's billions and billions of dollars of economic incentive that we have. Ron, it's critical. We have Air Force bases right now in the path of this drought. Altus, Oklahoma, Tom Steed's drinking supply, where Altus Air Force Base is, 18% full. It's January. What are we going to do on July 4th? You know, I'm terrified of what's going to happen. I'm in the military on this side of thing. The time to act is today. I don't care if it rains 4 feet tomorrow. This is a problem that plagues us for years, and we've got to fix it now.
When you say, you know, we've got excess water, the problem is you got to move it some, you know, one way or the other.
Yeah, and this is not some great big pipeline dream across the state of Oklahoma. If we look at moving water incrementally, you know, we let water out of Hugo Dam, and it runs 3 miles, and it hits right into the Red River. Texoma is just to the west of it. Let's look at maybe moving water and filling Texoma back up. Texoma is huge for that part of the region down there when it comes to economic development, tourism, agriculture, what have you. Let's look at little tiny small increments of moving water. What Robert Kerr did back in the 40s and the 50s changed the history of the state of Oklahoma. It's that kind of vision that we have to have today. We can do it. We've got a governor that can do it. We've got members of Congress that can do it. It's what the government's role is supposed to be, and we need to be acting on it.
Let's talk state issues, if we might, for a moment. We've got the legislature ready to go. Money is going to be a problem.
Yeah, money is always a problem. There's a lot of gun bills out there this year. Boy, you'd think there's just a lot of gun bills that came out of the Capitol this year. There is a tremendous amount of money problems that are going to happen. I always look at that as a positive thing from my own point of view. It really forces government to look at where their resources are being allocated and make sure that they're being spent the correct way. So I'm never a guy that thinks it's a bad thing for government to have less money. You know, they're going to have to go in there and spend it wisely this year. It's not the boom days anymore where we can just spend money how we want to. So the legislators have their work cut out for them.
I know that Governor Fallon has been quoted as saying the agencies are going to have to look hard and probably do some cutting.
Yeah, and again, good. You know, I mean, we all like a fit state government, or at least I do, like a fit state government. I think this gives them a real opportunity to go trim some fat maybe and be lean and mean. Government has a responsibility and a role, but we always want it to be lean and mean, and this gives us that opportunity.
Legislative priorities as far as any particular bills out there Farm Bureau's got, you know, extra interest in?
Yeah, you know, there's some wind bills out there that we're going to watch. We are a private property rights organization. People have property that they want to put windmills or wind turbines on, and we're for that. There's some decommissioning bills. We are for those too. When these windmills live their life, they need to be taken down. We don't want them just abandoned like we used to do with oil wells and that. That industry's cleaned their act up. The wind industry needs a little bit more language of what they need to do in the future. But we are going to fight for private property rights. If you're a landowner with a bunch of property and want to put a wind turbine up, you know, so be it. And so we'll look at some of those bills. Again, there's a lot of bills out there that just deal with a lot of small, tiny issues. I'm calling for the bigger issue, which is this billion-dollar economic loss we're facing in agriculture today. We're going to face it in the oil and gas industry with a lack of water. And so, you know, while we're going to focus on these bills, my goal is the overarching plan to get government to act. Senator Schultz has a bill to put a task force together. I don't know that that's the right way to go or not, but at least we're talking about it. And I was meeting with the members yesterday, begging and pleading. If it's not a bill, let's get this thing moving. Let's get water talked about, because it's not just for today. It's for the next 100 years that this will benefit Oklahoma.
A lot of discussion about education at the Capitol and around, you know, both at the agency side with our new state superintendent, as well as in the lawmakers themselves.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And I was glad to see Governor Fallon make that one of her top priorities. Education is 54% of that state budget. There are our children. You know, from Farm Bureau, we want the smartest, most productive kids possible. So it needs to be a priority. We saw it kind of fall apart last year at the last few minutes of session. Hopefully with the new superintendent this year in place, for all of Oklahoma, we can address the issues statewide. And Farm Bureau, of course, stands behind the best educated workforce we can find.